Historically, libraries have been collections, books, multimedia materials, and artwork. But increasingly, they're about connections, linking digital data in new and different ways. A state-of-the-art example is the Case Law Access Project at Harvard Law School Library. As WBUR's Bruce Gellerman tells us in this Bostonomics report, the law library is literally at the cutting edge of technology.
Not too long ago, a statement like this spoken in the hushed, hallowed hallways of Harvard Law School Library would have been considered heresy.
I think for court decisions, law books are becoming obsolete and even to some extent a hindrance.
Adam Ziegler is no heretic. He's managing director of the Library Innovation Lab at Harvard Law Library. He's leading a team of legal scholars and digital data workers in the school's Case Law Access Project.
We want the law, as expressed in court decisions, to be as widely distributed and as available as possible online to promote access to justice by means of access to legal information, but also to spur innovation, to derive new insights from the law that they've never been able to do when the law was kind of relegated to paper.
Harvard Law has lots of paper it wants to digitize. A barcode scanner inventories a law book, preparing it for a new future.
So what's going to result from this project is a huge database of electronic digital court decisions. And the world of law has never seen that before.
The school's collection, second only to the Library of Congress, includes the civil and criminal case law decisions from every state and federal court. Ziegler fans through one of the books.
Across all 43,000 books, we estimate an average of 921 pages per book.
That's about 40 million pages. The law school has so many books, the majority are in cold storage in a vast vault in a hidden hilltop repository in Southboro, out of sight and not very accessible by students and scholars. This is from a video documentary of the Tomb of Tomes, floored to ceiling shelves like something out of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Placed on a computer-generated list, our book is retrieved by a human book picker, strapped into a harness atop a mechanical lift.
Books to be digitized are shipped back to the law school. Adam Ziegler says the oldest decision in Harvard's case law collection dates back to Rhode Island's Court of Trials, circa 1647. He wants to extend its future forever.
We're all bound by the law. We're all bound by the decisions that judges issue. We ought to be able to read them, and we ought not have to pay to read them. Okay, so we're headed now into our prep room, which is where we disbind the books.
The goal of the Case Law Access Project is to liberate law books, making the contents available to anyone with an internet connection.
We are literally and sort of metaphorically unbinding the law and making it available online for free, which is exciting.
Zach Bodner, a digitalization specialist, uses an X-Acto knife, carefully cutting the case law book from its binding. Is that fun?
It does have a strange funness to it, indeed.
But after the fun comes the business end of a guillotine that slices neatly through the spine of the book.
The machine itself does chop with more force than a great white shark. A fun little tidbit.
All right, so we're now on the third floor of the library, and we're going to see the room where we do the scanning.
A high-speed scanner takes four different images of each page, 100,000 pages a day.
They also apply metadata that gives structure to the resulting file, so we know the name of the case, the name of the judges, the name of the court, the date on which the decision was issued, those key identifying characteristics in the key metadata.
The law book unbound, once scanned and metadata assigned, is hermetically sealed in plastic along with its original binding, using a device used by meatpackers. From here, the law book goes to a limestone cave in Kentucky. So come the apocalypse, some future archaeologist can judge the law book by its cover for eternity. Again, Adam Ziegler of Harvard Law School Library.
It's important to have it just in case, you know, if need be, if we need to reboot our democracy for some reason, then we'll have all these books in Louisville. But also, if we do our job right, then that book will be, you know, a backup that's only needed if something goes wrong.
The digital transformation turns the case law books into files that can be data mined and the information extracted for profit. Harvard has granted Ravel Law an 8-year exclusive contract to use the case law information. The law school has an equity interest in the California-based company, which plans to use the data in new and innovative ways. Daniel Lewis, CEO of Ravel, says it has applications that can detect trends and patterns in the law, even tracking bias among judges, presenting data in a visual way that discloses relationships never seen before in the law.
So you have this raw case that's now digital, and then what we can do is add machine learning on top of that. And by adding all these extra pieces of information, we make it more possible to sift through millions and millions of documents to find exactly what you want. And we do that by combining legal expertise with software engineering.
Ravel's applications turn case law data into legal narratives in a way the company says word search databases such as Lexis and Westlaw do not. And while accessing the raw data is free, the analysis is going to cost you. Harvard Law is the nation's oldest continuously operating law school. The library's Case Law Access Project should be completed by next March, in time for the school's bicentennial anniversary and a new chapter in the law school's future. For 90.9 WBUR and Bostonomics, I'm Bruce Gellerman.